traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There's a lot to talk about this week as we still have the threat for rain and a storm or two today as the sea breeze moves in. But then dry air moves in. We shut off the rain. Temperatures soar up middle parts of this week. And then there is a cold front with more rain, storms, and the potential for heavy rain and, well, the kind of rain we need on the way. Let's start with today, though, because today's going to be a lot like yesterday. It's going to start out dry. Temps will be fine this morning, but then it's going to get hot. We'll be near 90 midday and this afternoon. The sea breeze, once again, will push inland from the Atlantic, and there's still enough moisture in the air today that we may manage isolated showers basically between the intracoastal and I-95. But then the threatened coverage for showers looks better if you live west of I-95. That's going to be this afternoon and early evening, so keep an eye to the sky. It's not going to be a washout of a day, but if you live west of I-95, now there may be a couple of showers around later this afternoon and early this evening. Then we just shut off the rain. Tuesday's going to be dry. Temperatures will be near 90 today and then still around about 90 to 91 on Tuesday afternoon. Then we really start to soar. Temps take off on Wednesday and Thursday. I've got us at 95 Wednesday and 96 on Thursday. No fooling. The record high both Wednesday and Thursday is 96. So we're going to be really close to it. You got to make sure you have a way to stay cool if you're going to be outside a lot either of those days. I mean, even Tuesday, it's going to be feeling hot later in the morning, and we're just going to amplify it Wednesday and Thursday. Here's the deal, though. A cold front is going to approach the area on Friday. So Friday, we're still going to be around 90 to 92, but it's looking more and more likely that we're going to see some rain on Friday. The Friday rain doesn't look like a lot, but we're going to see that cold front move through with the rain, and then our temperatures this weekend will be cooler. Don't hear what I'm not saying, though, because we're still going to be in the 80s for our highs on Saturday and Sunday. Yes, it's going to be cooler by about 10 degrees or so from the mid-90s we're going to have midweek. It's still going to be warm. Those mornings won't be that much colder either, but our temperatures will technically be lower, and I think you'll notice just how much cooler it is. Let's talk about next Sunday, though, because this is what I have my eyes on. It looks like another storm system is going to move in after that cold front on Friday. Saturday's looking dry, and then Sunday, here comes another storm system. There are also some scenarios that have this rain potential moving in, but not until Monday. But here's the deal with this next storm system. This looks like our next best shot at heavy rain and really the kind of meaningful rain that we need. So over the next few days, we'll be updating and honing in on that first alert forecast this weekend. So just make sure you stay tuned. Come back over the next couple of days while we update that. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.